由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this new series of messages.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向，我们很高兴能够同你分享一个全新的系列信息。
And this series of messages comes from the seven words that Jesus uttered on the cross.
这个的系列信息是根据耶稣的十架七言而写成的七集的讲道信息。
There is a famous movie that is showing around the world called The Passion of Christ.
如果你记得的话，几年前有一出戏叫做《耶稣受难曲》。
And we see Jesus in that film uttering all those seven words.
在影片当中，我们看到主耶稣曾经讲过那七句的说话，就是在十字架上面讲的七句说话。
And today I want to begin by talking to you about a power that is not too well known to too many people.
而在今天的节目开始的时候，我想跟你讲一下一些不为人所熟知的一种的能力。
I am talking about the power of forgiveness.
这种的能力就是宽恕的大能。
And the first words on the cross that are recorded are an exercise of that power of forgiveness.
人所记低落嚟嘅十架七言嘅第一句说话，就系彰显紧呢一样嘅宽恕大能。
In Luke 23:34,
喺路加福音第23章第34节咁样话。
It says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
当下耶稣这样说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的事，他们不晓得。
Dr. Luke, the historian, was intrigued by Jesus' willingness to forgive.
身为历史学家的路加医生，他在那一刻被主耶稣的宽恕的意愿所打动。
Forgiveness was not a mark of strength in his Gentile culture.
宽恕在路加所处的外邦人文化当中是一种无能的表现。
But 700 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah had prophesied that the Messiah would intercede for his murderers.
但是早在700年之前，先知以赛亚已经预言过弥赛亚会为杀害他的人代求。
Isaiah said he bore the sin of many.
以赛亚说他却担当了多人的罪。
He would plead in prayer on behalf of sinners.
他亦都为罪犯去代求。
He would use his special relationship with his father to forgive his haters.
他会透过他和父神特殊的关系来原谅那些恨恶他的人。
And Jesus used the word Abba.
你见到在这一节的经文当中，耶稣用了阿巴父这个的称呼。
Which had never been used before by anyone to address God.
如果在圣经当中，你可以看到在这一刻之前，从来没有人这样称呼过神。
It is a word that indicates intimacy.
因为这一句话是标示着很亲密的关系。
It is a word of home and heart.
这一句话是家人才会讲得出的称呼，是一些发自心底的呼声。
It's a word of kinship between child and father.
这个称呼是表达了父和子的血脉关系。
Certainly, we can pray for anyone and be sure that God hears us.
当然，我们亦都能够为我们身边的人去祈祷，而我们亦都会肯定神会垂听。
But I want you to see the uniqueness of Christ in these last words from the cross.
但是我想请你留心耶稣基督在十诫七言上面所讲的说话的独特性。
Jesus did not pray the usual prayers of a dying man.
耶稣的祈祷并不似一个临终的人通常会做的祈祷。
Whenever anyone is standing between time and eternity, he thinks first of his own forgiveness by God.
任何人面对生死关头的时候，他第一样想到的就是求神去宽恕他自己。
But Jesus did not say, Father, forgive me.
但是耶稣却没有说，父啊，赦免我。
Our Lord did not ask for personal forgiveness.
我们的主并没有祈求神去赦免他自己。
For the scripture said he was tempted as we are, but without sin.
因为经文曾经这样讲过，主亦都曾凡事受过试探，同我们是一样的，但是他没有犯罪。
Jesus could have prayed that God would take him quickly, but he did not.
耶稣可以祈祷求神带他快快地离开这个世界，但是耶稣亦没有这样做。
Jesus did not pray, Father, avenge me.
耶稣亦没有祷告这样说，天父啊，为我报仇啦。
If there was ever injustice done anywhere in the world, it was done on that day.
如果世界上只有一件不公正的事存在的话，这件事必定就是耶稣被钉上十字架的这一件事。
My listening friend, please listen to what I'm going to ask you.
各位亲爱的朋友，请你留意我所要讲的嘢。
Do you feel that you are being treated unfairly by others?
你有冇觉得自己受到其他人唔公正嘅对待啊？
Then think with me on this.
如果有嘅话，请你同我一齐去思考。
The very God in the flesh who created all the iron in the world was nailed to a cross with iron nails.
那位道成肉身的真神，他曾经创造世上所有的铁，但是他却被铁钉钉了在十字架上面。
The very God in the flesh who created all the roses in the world was crowned with thorns.
那位道成肉身的真神，他曾经创造了世界上面所有的玫瑰，但是他在死的时候却被人戴上了荆棘的冠冕。
The very God in the flesh who created all the wood in the world was nailed to a wooden cross.
那位道成肉身的真神，他创造了世界上面所有的树木，但是他却被钉在木头所制的十字架上面。
You talk about what is fair and what is unfair?
你仲想讲乜嘢系公平，乜嘢系唔公平咩
？You talk about his right to ask to be avenged。
你仲想讲耶稣有冇权利去要求伸冤，去要求报复咩
？He had at his disposal untold numbers of invisible spiritual powers。
佢一早就拥有咗无数嘅隐形嘅超自然能力。
He could have called upon them to avenge him.
他可以使用这些势力去为他报复，为他伸冤。
But no, he didn't pray that.
但是耶稣并没有这样祈祷。
He prayed, Father, forgive them.
耶稣的祈祷是，父啊，赦免他们。
The word forgive means send away from them the punishment for the wrong they have done.
赦免这个词是指为了免除人因为过犯而应得的惩罚。
Our Lord Jesus Christ here exercised what is within his power alone.
我们的主耶稣基督在这个地方运用了一些只有他自己先有的权柄。
For even his enemies said, only God can forgive sins.
因为甚至耶稣的敌人都会这样讲话，只有神才能够赦免人的罪。
They nailed him to the cross because he used his ability to forgive human sins.
而耶稣的敌人将耶稣钉在十字架上面，是因为耶稣运用了他的大能去饶恕人类的罪。
What does this say to you and me, my listening friend?
亲爱的听众朋友，究竟这一段信息同你同我讲紧啲乜嘢呢？
First,
第一样佢讲紧嘅系
His prayer for forgiveness ought to give us confidence that our sins can be forgiven.
主赦罪嘅祷告应该为我哋带嚟有信心。因为我们知道罪是可以被赦免的。
If God could forgive the cold hearts of the Roman soldiers who nailed him,
如果神能够赦免那些钉他十字架的无情的罗马兵丁，
If God could forgive the sadistic crowd that mocked him,
如果神能够赦免那些嘲笑主耶稣的群众，
If God could forgive all of these, then no one can say,God can't forgive me.
如果神可以赦免晒呢一啲人嘅罪，咁样就冇一个人能够咁样话神唔能够原谅我嘅。
Some of you may say I have murdered people with my loose tongue.
有人可能讲过，我因为放纵我嘅口舌，我已经用言语杀咗人啦。
God could not forgive me.
神一定唔可以原谅我噶啦。
I have committed adultery against the tenderest vows that a man or a woman could make.
或者他说，我已经犯了奸淫的罪，背叛了我曾经向某一个男士或者某一位女士所立下的忠贞的誓言。
God could not forgive me.
神不会原谅我的。
I have been dishonest in my business and stolen from others.
又可能有人说，我做生意唔老实，我曾经偷过其他人嘅钱。
God could not forgive me.
神冇可能会饶恕我噶啦。
I have hated with pure hatred and viciousness. God could not forgive me.
又有人可能话，我嘅心里面怀住恶意同埋仇恨，神一定唔会原谅我噶。
I have cursed God and doubted Him and His power. God cannot forgive me.
又或者说，我曾经咒诅过神，我怀疑过他的大能，神一定不会原谅我的。
Listen, my listening friend.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你注意。
If Jesus could pray for those who were on the outer limits of sin, he can forgive you and me.
如果耶稣能够为那些最大恶极的人来祈祷的话，他一定亦都能够赦免原谅你和我。
For Jesus came from heaven so that he may end the vicious cycle of hate and sin.
因为耶稣从天降下到世间，就是为了终止罪恶和仇恨的恶性循环。
Jesus hanging on the cross was a magnet that drew all the hate and anger of the world to himself.
挂在十字架上面的耶稣就好像一块磁石一样，他将世界上面所有的仇恨和愤怒都吸到去他自己的身上面。
That's where anger, hurt, hate, unforgiveness and bitterness end.
因为十字架就是所有的愤怒、伤害、仇恨、不肯饶恕和苦毒的终结的点。
I want to tell you a story.
我想同你讲一个故事。
It is a story about a young pilot by the name of Jacob DeShazer.
呢一个故事嘅主人翁系一位年轻嘅飞行员，佢个名叫做雅各戴沙泽。
He flew on the first raid over Tokyo in World War II.
他在二战当中曾经执行过突袭东京的飞行任务。
He was shot down, but he survived and was captured.
他的飞机被击落，不过他没有死到，被人捉了成为俘虏。
He was sent to a Japanese prison and was tortured regularly.
他被人捉了去一个日本人的监狱里面，经常受到酷刑和敲打。
And there he developed an unbelievably intense hatred for the Japanese.
因此，佢对日本人怀有不可思议嘅强烈嘅仇恨。
He lived and dreamed with only one thought: to kill his tormentors.
佢生活嘅唯一嘅目的同埋梦想，就系要杀死晒呢一啲折磨佢嘅人。
He hated them with perfect hate.
佢憎佢哋憎到极致。
And then one day he found a copy of the New Testament.
有一日，佢揾到一本新约圣经。
He opened it and read these very words from the lips of Jesus.
佢打开圣经，佢睇到耶稣口里面所讲出嘅话语。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
耶稣话：父啊，赦免佢哋，因为佢哋所做嘅，佢哋唔晓得。
And Jacob the Chaser became a new man.And his heart was changed.
从此以后，雅各大沙则成为咗一个新人，佢嘅心亦都被改变。
His heart used to be filled with hate.
佢嘅心以前系充满住仇恨。
But now his heart was filled with love.
但系而家佢嘅心里面全部都系爱。
So after the war, he became a Christian missionary to the people of Japan.
而在战争第二次世界大战结束了之后，他成为了一个向日本人传福音的宣教士。
He wrote his story, the story of himself as a Japanese war prisoner.
他写了自己的自传，他讲述了他作为日本战俘的经历。
One day, that pamphlet was handed to a Japanese man in a train station.
有一日，呢一本小册子喺火车站当中被送到一个日本人嘅手里面。
This man's name was Fuchita.
呢一个人嘅名叫做富田。
Captain Fuchita led the attack on Pearl Harbor against Jacob's country.
呢一个富田系一名上校，富田上校曾经领导过日军对珍珠港嘅偷袭。而呢一个珍珠港嘅袭击系针对雅各嘅祖国，亦都系美国嘅。
His attack killed many, many men.
富田上校所领导嘅袭击曾经杀害咗好多好多嘅人。
Captain Fuchita was a national hero in Japan.
喺日本战争嘅时候，富田上校被人认为系一位民族英雄。
But after the defeat, he was a disillusioned man.
但是当第二次世界大战结束，日本战败，富田上校醒觉了。
He dreamed of a world without war, and it seemed totally impossible.
他梦想着一个没有战争的世界，而这一样东西是几乎不可能的。
Then that day, in the train station, he opened the pamphlet, and he read the story of Jacob the Chaser.
不过在那一日，他在火车站里面打开了那本小册子，他看到雅各大沙则的故事。
He read of a man whose heart was changed by the power of the gospel.
他看到一个人的心怎样被福音的大能所改变。
He read the words of Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
他看到耶稣话道：父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
Right then, Captain Fuchia was transformed by the power of Jesus Christ.
就在那一刻，富田上校被耶稣基督的大能彻底地改变。
He began to share the gospel with his own people.
他开始和自己的同胞日本人分享福音。
He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to groups of thousands in his own small town.
他开始在自己的家乡小镇对成千上万的人讲述耶稣基督的福音。
My listening friend, that is the power of forgiveness.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，富田所做的就是饶恕的大能。
When Jesus said, forgive them, he interceded for all people.
当耶稣说赦免他们的时候，耶稣是为着所有的人代求。
His forgiveness included the Roman soldiers.
他的赦免包括占够分了他的衣服的罗马兵丁。
It included all of his enemies.
亦都包括了他所有的敌人。
His forgiveness included the jeering mob.
佢嘅赦免亦都包括嘲笑佢嘅无情群众。
There is no limit to the circle that Jesus' prayer included.
耶稣嘅代求所包含嘅范围冇穷尽。
And today I want to tell you, my listening friend, that His forgiveness includes you and me.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，我今日想同你讲嘅系耶稣基督嘅赦免，亦都包括咗你同埋我。
Some of you may be saying, wait just a minute. What do you mean they did not know what they were doing?
你哋当中可能有人会咁样问，话等等，究竟你喺度讲嘅乜嘢？点解你会话？难道嗰啲罗马兵丁或者其他人所做嘅嘢，佢哋唔知道自己做紧乜嘢咩
？Judas knew that he was betraying his best friend.
犹大知道佢出卖紧佢最好嘅朋友。
Caiaphas knew that he had bribed liars to testify against Jesus.
大祭司该亚法知道佢贿赂咗嗰啲讲大话嘅人，让佢哋作假见证陷害耶稣。
The mob knew that they were screaming at a righteous man.
冷酷嘅群众又知道佢哋正喺度嘲笑紧一个公义嘅人。
They knew what they were doing.
佢哋知道自己做紧乜嘢嘅。
But here's what Jesus meant.
但系耶稣喺呢一个地方嘅真正含义系
，On the deepest level, they did not know what they were doing.
从最深最深的层次来看，他们根本不知道自己做紧乜嘢。
They did not understand the significance of what they were doing.
他们不明白他们所做的事后果有几严重。
They did not know that the torturous cross was going to become a sign of peace and victory.
他们不明白痛苦的十字架将要成为一个和平和得胜的标记。
They did not know that this horrible event was going to transform millions of lives around the world.
他们也都不明白这个可怕的事件将要改变世界上面成千上万的生命。
They did not know what they were doing.
他们不知道他们要做的是什么。
But the other thing I want to tell you about this statement is this.
另外，我仲想同你讲下呢一句说话另一方面嘅意思。
In forgiving his killers, Jesus was practicing his preaching.
耶稣赦免杀害佢嘅人，其实系实践紧耶稣佢自己嘅教导。
For Jesus said, "Forgive those who sin against you," and then he got up on the cross and did it.
因为耶稣曾经讲过要赦免一啲得罪你嘅人，然后耶稣就走上咗十字架，做到佢自己曾经讲过嘅嘢。
If our Lord had only taught forgiveness,
如果我哋嘅主单单系教导饶恕嘅话
，then he got up on the cross and cursed. All of his teaching would have been forgotten by now.
但是当他走到上十字架的时候，他不断咒助其他人，这样他所有的教导到今天一定会被人所遗忘。
Our Lord lived as good as he preached.
我们的主是言行一致的。
What Jesus did on the cross was the beginning of what he has been doing ever since.
他在十字架上面所做的事，其实正正就是一个开始。
For now, he is making intercession for the believers.
因为直到今日，他仍然在为着所有的信徒代求。
Right now, he is our advocate with the Father.
直到今日，他仍然是我们和父神之间的中保。
Right now, he is still forgiving again and again.
直到今日，他仍然不断又不断地去饶恕我们。
My friend, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，让我去问你一条问题。
What about your forgiving spirit?
你有没有饶恕的心呢？
Men sometimes think that forgiveness makes them cowards.
男人有时认为饶恕是懦夫的表现。
Women sometimes think that forgiveness makes them weak.
女人就有时认为要书让他们显得软弱。
But that's not true.
但是这一件事并不是真的。
Forgiving gives you power that is indescribable.
饶恕可以为你带来难以描述的力量。
Forgiveness gives you freedom that is truly liberating.
饶恕可以为你带来真正的释放和自由。
My listening friend, when you refuse to forgive someone,
亲爱的听众朋友，当你拒绝饶恕一个人的时候，
you become a slave to the person you refuse to forgive.
你就会在某个程度上面成为这一个人的奴隶。
Some people may say,
有些人可能会这样说，
I forgive, but I'll never forget.
我可以饶恕，但是我一定不会忘记你曾经做过的事。
That is understandable because we cannot erase the memory overnight.
这件事是可以理解的，因为我们真的不可能在一夜之间抹掉我们以前的记忆。
But God can.
但是神是可以的。
When God said, I forgive and forget, it does not mean that he is going to have a case of amnesia.
当神说我饶恕，我忘记，这一件事不是说神得了健忘症。
It means that he will not hold sin against us.
这件事意味着神不再纪念我们的过犯。
It means that he will not avenge and accuse.
这件事意味着他不再按我们应得的来报应和去指责我们。
So my listening friend, the way to begin to be liberated is this.
所以亲爱的听众朋友，如果你想得到这一种的释放，
Practice the power of forgiveness on a regular basis.
请你经常实践饶恕。
And the way to do that is to pray for the person whom you hate.
请你时常为你所憎恨的人祈祷。
And if you still can't forgive them, ask God to forgive them through you.
如果你仍然不能够原谅他们，这样就请你求神去帮助你，让神通过你来饶恕他们。
But if you are a person who has never experienced the forgiveness of God,
如果你是一个从来未经历过神饶恕大能的人，
you can do that today.
你今天就可以经历到他的饶恕。
If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Father, forgive me for Jesus' sake.
只要你来到主耶稣基督面前说，天父啊，因为耶稣的缘故求你去饶恕我。
He will immediately forgive you.
主就会立刻去赦免你。
For the sake of him who said, Father, forgive them.
因为主耶稣曾经讲过，父啊，赦免他们。
And then write to us and tell us about your experience of forgiveness.
如果你真系经历到呢一种饶恕嘅话，欢迎你写信俾我哋，讲下你点样去经历神嘅饶恕。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。我哋下次节目再会。